Okay, let's get into our discussion of Psachim Yerushalmi Daf Nun Ches, and we are in Parak Ketzad Solin. So let's get back to explaining the last line that we read in the end of last year on Nun Zayin Amud Beis here in the seventh parak. So the Gemara had quoted a Brisa on the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Brisa said that if I shech the Karan Pesach Batahara and then the Tzibur becomes Tameh after, so then it's different than becoming Tameh. If you become Tameh beforehand, that's called Tomah Hucha B'tzibur or Duchi B'tzibur, and we paskin that you could even eat the Karan Pesach, right, bituma, because lo nitna, as the Mishnah said 2 days ago, is daf lo ba b'tchilaso ela la achila. But what happens if the tuma happens after this regular shechita, and then the tzibur becomes tame? So the Brisa said, duzrika sadam, but you can't eat the basar. Duzrika and you can't eat the basar. So the Gemara first said, maybe that's based on Reb Nassan's shechita, because Reb Nassan said that yotzim is zrika below achila. So maybe this reflects the shita. You're not eating it, you're doing zrika. Then the Gemara said, maybe it's a dindarabanan. Really, midaraisa, it's not only according to Reb Nassan, even really you should be able to eat it. But you don't eat it because of marasayan. It can lead people to eat it even if there is tuma after the zrika, which wouldn't be allowed. Then the Gemara says, then you shouldn't even do the zrika because it could lead to exeris. So the Gemara went back and said, okay, you're right. The Brisa says Rabbi Nassan Shita. But now the Gemara the last line we said was maybe it's not Rabbi Nassan Shita. Maybe Rabbi Nassan would agree that in the case of Nitma after Shita, he wouldn't be able to eat according to everybody. It would be a case of Pesach that is not called Ba B'tumah. But really, the case is Tipater, the third to last line we said, maybe it's a case of Bimitami B'Safik Kever Atahom. The case is where, after the Shechita, there was a Tumah of Kever Atahom, which the Gemara is going to say later on. It's a special Gzeiras HaKasev, that it's Ki'ilu, it's a very, very far-fetched, unknown Tumah. So everybody would agree in that case that there is no heter to eat, because it is considered a Pesach Sheba B'Tahara. Again, the Gemara got onto this because the Gemara was saying that even Rabbi Nassan would say no Zrika to a case if there are no eaters in the case of the Brisa. So the case that we have to find a different case that everybody would agree to. So we say it's a case of Ksavik Heberat Tahom. Because it's such a far-fetched Tumah, it's considered a Pesach Sheba B'Tahara. It's a Pesach Sheba B'Tahara, so then you can't do anything but Tumah. And that's why you wouldn't be able to do the Achila B'Tumah according to everybody. But you would be able to do the Zrika. So says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Now we skip the next four words. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yishua, B'Shem, Rabbi Yoshua. So getting back to the machlokas we had, Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer, we had a machlokas. We referred to it on the bottom line of Nun Vav Mabez. If something happens to the meat, if something happens to the chelev, do you still do Zrika Sadam? So Rabbi Eliezer said, yeah, even if the meat becomes tameh, and it becomes lost, and the chelev, aval bishein basar, aval bishein ein shirayim, Rabbi Eliezer says, you're all good. You can still do the Zrika. Sama akev. While Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you need one or the other. You need one or the other. You need the Zrika to either be matir, the basar to eat, or for the chelev to be burned to the mizbeach. So what's his source? That's what Gemara is going into now. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua. What's the source of Rabbi Yeshua that you need either the basar or the chelev? So Kasev Echad Omer, one pasuk says by bechor, ach bechor shor, o bechor kesev, o bechor eiz. And the continuation says the Karban Eida quotes it, lo sifte kodesh heim es damam tizrok al mizbeach. So you have the Zrika Sadam mentioned in the Pasuk, and right next to Zrika Sadam, there's Chalbam Taktir Isherech Lichoach Lashem. So you have, right, in the Pasuk, you have Zrika Sadam, Chalbam Taktir, Uvisaram Yelach, Uvisaram Yelach. Right, you have the Basar, everything's mentioned, the Zrika Sadam and the Basar and the Chalef. So from that Pasuk, you would think you need both. The basar and the chelev. Because of echad acher omer, but another pasuk says v'zorak hakohen sadam al mizbeach amizbach Hashem. The kohen will do zrika sadam pesach o amoed v'hikter hachelev v'rech lichoach Hashem. In that pasuk, only one is mentioned. Only chelev is mentioned. So the first pasuk mentions the chelev and the basar in the context of zrika sadam, and the second pasuk only mentions the chelev. So the Gemara says it must be that one or the other. Ad shehisham o basar lachila o emurin lahaktara. Either one, that's the source for Rabbi Yeshua, that he would allow one or the other to allow you to continue the avoda and do zrikas and do Zrikas Adam. Bechor Behema Torah, which is the context of the Pasuk, Bechor Behema Torah applies, right, an automatic carbon, right, it's a, if of an ox, right, cattle, or a sheep, or a goat, right, so that is one of the mitzvahs, as we know, relating to firstborns, right, we have three. We have Pidyon Aben, which is firstborn son. We have a Pidyon Petra Chamor, the two mitzvahs. Either you have to redeem it with a seh and give that to the Kohen, and if not, Va'arafto, you have to break the neck, the two choices. And Bechor Behema Torah, which is an automatic karban. The firstborn of a sheep or a cow automatically is a karban. The Gemara says, mitzvah lahakdisho, even if it is automatically a karban, there is still a mitzvah to add your own personal sanctity. Mitzvah lahakdisho, Rav Soloveitchik used that as a mashal for Kiddush. It's interesting that we say the lashon of making Kiddush. What do you mean making Kiddush? You're saying Kiddush, right? What do we say in English, making Kiddush? So Minhag Yisrael Torah, maybe because Kiddush is creating something. It's making something. It's adding one's own sanctity. And Rav Soloveitchik gave the mashal. Just like a Bechor Behema Torah is Kaddosh Meirachem. Right? It's Kaddosh right away, even if I don't do anything. But there's still mitzvah lahakdisho. It's a mitzvah to say, I hereby sanctify this animal. It adds an element. So too, when it comes to Shabbos. Shabbos is Kfi Avakaima, but even though it's Kfi Avakaima, I'm able to add an element of my own by being Makadesh Shabbos, and that's making Kiddush on Friday night. Bechor, we pointed this out, this beautiful Taz in Yaradeya, where the Taz notes, why is it that by two out of these three mitzvahs, there's a bracha? There's a bracha by Pidyon Aben, there's a bracha by Petach Hamor. There's no bracha by Bechor Behema Tahora. Right, so what's the difference? Why isn't there a bracha? So explains the Taz, because you only make a bracha when you're accomplishing something, when you're doing something. By Pidyon Aben, I am accomplishing something. Right, the status is changing. I'm giving the money to the Kohen. By Petach Hamar, I'm changing the status, not the Kedusha. There's no Kedusha on a non-kosher animal, but I'm changing the Kedusha. I'm changing the status onto the sheep, and I give the sheep to the Kohen. But by Bechor Behema Tahora, technically, right when the animal is born, it belongs to the Kohen. It's a carbon. So what are you doing? What bracha is there? You're not doing anything. It's automatic. We just said the lund is that you could add on an extra element of kedusha. Yes, but that's not going to allow you to make a bracha though. And therefore, says the Taz, you make a bracha on two out of the three. But again, the Gemara brought that pasuk by Bechor just to have zrikas hadam, basar, and chalev in the same pasuk. But we ended up saying that it's either or according to Rabbi Yeshua. Good. Taman Tanina. So we just spoke about the Zrikas Hadam needing to be matir something. That's Rabbi Yeshua. You need the chalev or the basar. And Rabbi Elazar says you don't have to be matir anything. But these avodos of dam, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, the four avodos hadam have a parallel, implicit in the Gemara, but the Rishonim explicated to the four avodos of a carbon mincha. And that's what we're going to compare to right now. Tamantini, and the Mishnah says in Menachas, right? We know there's Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika by an animal, by Avodas Hadam, by a Karban Mincha. What do? We do Kemitza, which means the coin sticks his hand in and wipes with his pinky and his thumb, and whatever's under the three fingers, that is Kemitza, that's parallel to Shechita. I put that Kometz into a Kli Shares, that's parallel to Kabbalah. I walk it over to the Mizbeach, and then I burn that Kometz on the Mizbeach. That's parallel to the Zrika. So says the Gemara. Tamante name we learned in the Mishnah. Menachas, Kemitas, Rabbi Eliezer, Ksheira. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Nipt mu shiareha. What happens if the shiram? You're about to burn the kometz on the mizbeach, and all of a sudden the rest of the karam mincha became tameh. Nitmu shiareha. If the shirayim, so for this kemitza is not going to allow me to eat anything. Nisrafu shiareha. If the shirayim are burnt, of du shiareha. If they're lost. Kemitas Rabbi Eliezer ksheira. Kemitas Rabbi Yeshua psula. Machlok, as Rabbi Eliezer says, as he says by the avodas adam, you don't need anything left. You don't need the basar, you don't need the dam, so you don't need the shirayim. See, it's still kasher. It's still kasher. You do the kemitza. You do aktaras hakometz. Ukemitas Rabbi Yeshua psula. So we're going to get back to that machlokas. But the Gemara just continues and reads the rest of the Mishnah. Shalob klisharis. If you never put the kometz into a klisharis psula, it's pasul. It's like Kabbalah. Rabbi Shmuel Machshir, Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it's not an exact parallel. And even though you can't get away with Kabbalah Tadam, you can get away with not putting the mincha into the klisharis. Hektir komsa pa'amayim kshera. If you split the kometz in half, the kometz has to be exact. You can't have any more, any less. But if you split it in half and burned it half and then half, that's also okay kshera. right? Maybe you're supposed to burn it all at once, but you could even burn it half and half. So now we're going to relate this to our discussion. All that did Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says, in our context, im ein dam ein basar. If there is no dam to be zorek, then obviously you can't eat the meat. Shrikas adam is dinei tamat to the basar. But Abba Bishin Basar, Yesh Dam. But Rabbi Eliezer says, even though there's no Basar or any Chelev, there's not going to be anything matered, Yesh Dam, you still do the Zrikas Adam. Similarly, by Mincha, Im Ein Kometz Ein Shirayim. If you don't have the Kometz to be Makdir, then the Kohen can't eat the Shirayim, because you need the Haktaras HaKometz. Abba Bishin Shirayim, but even if there is no Shirayim, they become Tameh or burned or lost, Yesh Kometz. You still do the Haktaras HaKometz. That's all Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer parallels the Avodas Hadam to the Avodas HaMincha. And on that, Rabbi Yeshua also parallels, says the Gemara, Imein Dam, Ein Basar. Everybody agrees to that. If there's no Dam, then you cannot eat the Basar. Imein Basar, Ein Dam. But Rabbi Yeshua holds, if there's no Basar and there's no Chelev, then there's no Dam. You don't do this because of Dam. Imein Kometz, Ein Shirayim. If you don't have the Kometz to be Makdir, then the Shirayim aren't going to be Mutter. Imein Shirayim, Ein Kometz. And Rabbi Yeshua also says, if there's no Shirayim, there isn't any Kometz, because you need something matired by the Kometz. Good. So says the Gemara. With all that background, we know Rabbi Eliezer Shita and Rabbi Yeshua Shita, but we have a problem now. Because we had in our Mishnah, if you remember, we had in our Mishnah, the five cases, Nun, Vav, and Aleph, the five cases that are Ba Betumah, Ve'inonecha Betumah. One of them is the Omer. And the Shnei Alechem, but let's take the Omer. So what did that mean? What did the Halacha say by the Omer? You do the Avodah, you just don't eat the Shirayim. So the Mishnah says that's what you do. So if you do the Avodah and don't eat the Shirayim, so let's say this outside first. So who is that? What is that reflecting? If you don't have any Shirayim, right, you're not going to be able to eat it. You do the Avodah, that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. So Rabbi Eliezer is that Mishnah Nun Vav and Aleph reflects Rabbi Eliezer Shita, because you're going to do the Avoda, you're going to do the Haktara of the Kometz, of the Omer, the She'alechem, you're going to do the Haktara of that Kometz, they're covered as Mincha, you do the Haktara of the Kometz, even though there's no Shirayim, that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. And yet, on Nun Vav Mabez, the Mishnah that we had, on Nun Vav Mabez, what did that seem to be like Rabbi Yeshua Shita? Because what did that Mishnah say? Only if there is, by other Mukdashin, but Mukdashim Eino Kain, as long as you need one or the other. You need the chalif to be kayam. So, nun vav am an aleph sounds like Rabbi Eliezer. Nun vav am sounds like Rabbi Yeshua. That's going to be the problem. Now, let's read it. Am Rabbi Mana, tipater Rabbi Eliezer. Our Mishnah, back on nun vav am an aleph, which says that the Omer and the She'alechem are above Tumah, even though there's no Shirayim. Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Afa Bishin Shirayim, Yish Kometz. Like Rabbi Eliezer says, even though there's no Shirayim, it's not being mat or anything, you still do the Kemitza. So that line, Anun Vav Man Aleph, that Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. But Anun Vav Mabez, that Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, that you need something to be matired, right? You need Shirayim. So how do you understand the Mishnah? Aren't they reflecting two different opinions? So we'd rather say, Misha Shanazu, Lo Shanazu. We'd rather not say that. So what do we say? Give a different answer. Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabun. Rav Rabbi Yochanan Shreon Amrin. Both Rav and Rabbi Yochanan said, no. Moder Rabbi Yehoshua. Shem Avar Vazorak Azdam Shehurtza. Even though Rabbi Yehoshua says if you have nothing left, you can't do the Zrika. If you did the Zrika, it works. Even by Karban Yachid. By this, an Isidura, which means that it must be an Isidura Bum Zrika if it fundamentally would work by a Karban Yachid. But if by a Karban Yachid he agrees with the Yeved, it must be that by a Karban Sibur, Rabbi Yeshua would agree even Lechachila. So really, both Mishnahs are reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yeshua would agree by a Karban Sibur, that even though there's no Shirayim, you could still do the Zrika / Haktaras Kometz, which is what our Mishnah has been talking about. Okay. Next Mishnah, Lachavav, as we continue talking about the concept of Tumah, Hutra Betzibur, Dechuyah Betzibur, and the Mishnah says, so who has to be Tameh in order to allow it and not go to Pesach Sheni? So Nitma Kahal Orubo, if the Kahal, if the entire congregation, let's say the Nasi died and everybody has to go to Levaya, if the whole Kahal is Tameh, or Rov, Orubo, or the majority, 51% of the Jewish people are Tameh, O Shahayu Akoanim Tameim, or the Kohanim are Tameh, Va'akaltar, even though the Kahal is Tar, Ya'asu Betumah, should do it, they should do it, or Yeasu, it should be done Bituma, because there is no limit. There's the special heter of Tuma allowed Betzibur. And therefore, If it's the entire or the majority, then good. Nitma miyatakol, but if only a minority of Jews were tamei, mace, hatoran. So it's a rishon, hatamein, and it's a sheni. The tahoran do the rishon because they're the majority, and the tamein, who are the miyat, have to do pesach sheni. Good. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah reflected a shita. Our Mishnah said, if rova the tzibur, what does rova the tzibur there mean? It sounds like rova of the Jewish people. So mantana rov, who is the one that says you go by rova of the whole congregation, the entire Jewish people, Rabbi Meir? That's your mayor sheet, reflects your mayor sheet at the Tani, because your mayor said it in a totally different context. In the sugya of par helam davar shel tzibur, we know if the Bezdin, Sanhedrin HaGadol, Paskins, and makes a mistake by a davar related to chatas and kares, and it's not a davar mafurish by Torah. Oh, many different conditions that maybe we'll talk about. A lot of Maseches Harios is about this. So the par helam davar shel tzibur, so if the Bezdin Paskins and the majority of the Jewish people follow their psak, and then they realize it. So it's not that most of the majority of these people bring their own animal. No, special din. Bezdin brings an animal on behalf of everybody. One animal on behalf of everybody. We'll see. That's simplifying. It's not really one animal going to everybody, but that's the kind of parallel of Rachel Sieber. So do you go by the majority of the Jewish people, the whole estimation population, or say some other tanon, you go by every shevet? What if you have the rove of a shevet? Does that shevet bring a korban? And maybe even more? So let's see. So Mantana Rov, who is the one that says you just go by majority of the population? It's like the popular vote versus in American politics versus how many electoral votes you have in every state. You could have the popular votes here too. Rabbi Meir says you go by the popular vote. Rabbi Meir Datani, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, he machzis kol ha-shvatim, he machzis kol sheva shevet. It doesn't make a difference if you have half of all the shvatim, you have six complete shvatim, or you have the half of every single shevet, neither of those are enough for to be mechayev parallel davar shel tzibur, ubavad rov, you need rov of the tzibur. That's it. Remeir Shita is you go by the rov, the population of the world, the general vote, the popular vote, and that's what determines parallel davar shel tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Rabbi Yehuda says, chatzi kol shevet v'shevet, if you have half and only half of a shevet, so then you don't bring a carbon. Ubilvad, rov. But if you have rov of a shevet, then that shevet has to bring a carbon. And the Gemara adds, shvatim shleimim, shvatim can bring shevet echad gorer kol ha-shvatim. And not only does Rabbi Yehuda have the chiddush of each shevet is looked at that as their own kahal, but once one shevet has to bring, all the shvatim have to bring, based on a special din. And you bring 12 karbanos. 12 karbanos. The Mishnah in Harios also reflects that there's another difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. That's not explicated here, but it's reflected. And that is Rabbi Yehuda says that the people of the Shevet, the Anshei Shevet, bring the karban. While Meir says, no, it's the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, that brings the karban. Also, again, it's implicit here as well. But that's what the Gemara said, that our Mishnah seems to be like Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir says you go by the general population, and that's what our Mishnah seems to say. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, go by each and every shevet. And not only go by each and every shevet, but once one shevet has to bring, that shevet is gorer. Shevet echad gorer kol ha-shvatim, he makes all the shvatim bring. What's the root of the lam? This Rabbi Meir, Omer, kol ha-shvatim, green kol. Rabbi Meir says, all together, all the shvatim together are called kahal. And that's why you need all the shvatim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol shevet v'shevet korekol. No, every singular shevet is called kahal. We'll get to the makor in the Torah soon. But every shevet, so the Gemara says that our Mishnah must be following Rabbi Meir Shita, because it just talks about the general population. It doesn't talk about each and every shevet. There is an interesting third context where it comes up, a whole shevet, or part of a shevet, or all the Klal Yisrael, and do you say that greira, that once one shevet has to bring, then all of them? There's halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen, Reish Yud Ches, the brachas that are said on Nisim. Haroem makom shenasu bo Nisim li Yisrael. If somebody sees a place where there was miracles that happened to the Jewish people, could go and Mabros Hayom, Mabros Hayardin, where the Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yam, or crossed the Yarden, Mabros Nachle Arnon, Aved Algabish, the Evan, you see the rock, Shabikish Ola Grosses Yisrael, that he wanted to throw on Bnei Yisrael. The Evan, Yashola Moshe, the stone that Moshe sat on, Beis Melchemes Amalek. We've spoken about that in the past. What's the nace there? What's the nace that the stone that Moshe sat on? Okay, not for now. He davened there. He davened there, and that's the makam of the nace. That's an amazing diak. But, halacha beis, al nation asu l'ksas Yisrael. What if you have a nace that happened to some of the Jewish people? Not the entire Jewish people's salvation. A nace that happened to some of the Jewish people. Kol zman shelo nase l'kol Yisrael o ruban. As long as it has didn't happen to all Bnei Yisrael, or even the majority, afilu nasa l'ksas shvatim, ein mevarchan alav. Even if it happened to a couple of shvatim, but it didn't happen to the majority, you're not mevarech. Ask the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham Sif Katan Gimel here in Reish Yudches, he says, really? He quotes the Bach. The Bach says, Yerushalmi kamar delamanta amar kol shevet ikri kol chay levarech al nes shel shevet echad. Right, according to what we just said here, Rabbi Yehuda says, if one shevet is within the world of whatever you're talking about, so all the shvatim. If one shevet is chay of a parallel of shel sibur, then all of them have to bring a parallel of shel sibur. So the Magen Avraham is saying, so if once a nes happened to one shevet, then all the shvatim should have to say the bracha of thanking Hashem. Says the Magen Avraham, v'kimen t'kamlan k'Rabbi Yehuda, v'Rabbi Shimon, v'kach pasak harambam, me'ilchish kakos, lama pasakam, why did the Shulchan Aruch here say, de'eno mevarech, that you don't make a bracha? You should make a bracha, just like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, we pass along Rabbi Yehuda elsewhere, so the Magen Avraham goes back and forth, and he says maybe Pesach is different. Maybe the Kala Pesach is different, but interesting, that's another context where we see one shevet versus numerous shvatim. So says the Gemara. We're going to skip the next four words for now. We're going to come back to it. The next two lines are put later on in the Gemara. So let's go to the third line on Nun Chesim Abes. So if you look, we've been speaking about Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir, two deis, from the Mishnah in Harios. Rabbi Meir says you need all Klal Yisrael to sin, or the Rov of Klal Yisrael to sin. Rabbi Huda says, no, each Shevet is okay. The Mishnah there quotes Rabbi Shimon, who also agrees with Rabbi Huda fundamentally, but the Gemara is going to say now what the difference between them is. So Asya, the third line now on Nechasim Abay is Asya, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Generally, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon agree with each other. That what? Kamad, Rabbi Shimon Amar, changing the Gersa, Kol Shevet V'Shevet, Karui, Kari Kal. If Rabbi, just like Rabbi Shimon says that every Shevet is their own Kahal, so can Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shevet V'Shevet, Kari Kal. Right, so it's Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are similar in that they both hold that one shevet is enough. One shevet is called a kal and it would be mechayev a karban. Now we put in the two lines that we skipped earlier. Ma'nafek b'minyon. So what's the difference between them? If Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both agree that one shevet is good enough, then nafkamina between them is greira. Do we roll and bring in the other shvatim if one shevet is chayev? Rabbi Shimon Omer. Now on the top of the Amud Beis now, we're reading these lines that we skipped. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ein shevet echad goer kol ha-shvatim. Rabbi Shimon says no. You're right, one shevet is called kahal, but it has nothing to do with other shvatim. And that one shevet brings the parhalam davar. Rabbi Yehuda omer, shevet echad, gorer kol ha-shvatim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, one shevet can be gorer and pull the all the shvatim, meaning 12 karbanos. 12 karbanos. Maybe there's even a 13th, according to one day, but those are all the karbanos. Period. Says the Gemara now, back to where we're up to, sixth line. Afagav. If you look in that Mishnah there in Harios, in the Bavli on Daf Hei, there's another machlokes there, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda not only says that you're chayav parhelam davar, every shevet for not following the Sanhedrin, but even if it wasn't the Sanhedrin that they followed, for following the Sanhedrin, even if it wasn't the Sanhedrin, but it was the central bezdin for that shevet. The Ramban talks about this in the beginning of Parsha Shoftim, that there are Sanhedrins for every city, and the Sanhedrins for every shevet, and the Sanhedrins for the Sanhedrin, Hagadol in Yerushalayim of 71. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev a parhelam davar, even if it's from a mistake of the local shevet bezdin, not just the bezdin Hagadol. But the Gemara says now, but there he wouldn't say greira. Avagad Rabbi Yehuda Amar shevet echad goro kol hashvatim. Even Rabbi Yehuda says that one shevet is megarer, brings all the other shvatim mechayev the makarban mode v'hu shetia horayim milishkas agazis. But that concept of greira only applies to the ultimate case, right? To the case where the Sanhedrin Agadol gave the psak, right? If it's not the Sanhedrin Agadol, then the halacha applies, even one shevet, but the other shvatim don't have to bring. All right, Yosef Taima, to Hahin Tanya, what's the makar? Why do we say that? There's a difference. Because if you look, see by Zakin Mamre, it's limited to the Sanhedrin. So too, we'll say the Sanhedrin has a different status, and that's why here, Rabbi Yehuda would say that yes, a parhelam davar will be mechuyav based on a bezdin shel shvatim, but the concept of greira would not apply by the bezdin shel shvatim. Period. This is what to talk about a parhelam davar, but first let's try to continue. My time at Rabbi Yehuda, so why does Rabbi Yehuda, where does this concept of greira come from? Right? Zvulin and Asher did sins, so they have to bring a parhelam davar shel tzibur. Right? They're bezdin paskin something, and then most of the tzibur followed, so what do they have to do with the other 10 shvatim? Right? Why would you hold a grade? The other Shvatim have to bring a carbon because you did an Avera? Sounds like an Arvus type of idea. The Gemara says it's based on a Pasuk. V'nislach, what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? V'nislach l'chol anas b'nei Yisrael. Because the Pasuk says all of Klai Yisrael need kapara, all. So not only the ones that did it. My time of Rabbi Shimon argues. What Rabbi Shimon says, my time, why does Rabbi Shimon say that it has to be only, right, the shevet that sinned? Because the next, the continuation of the pasuk, ki l'chol ha'am bishkaga, when the whole am is bishkaga, that's when you need it. V'nislach l'chol anas b'nei Yisrael. That's why, but if not everybody sinned, they don't. Mamakayim Rabbi Shimon time of Rabbi Yehuda. What does each one do with the other one's pasuk? What does Rabbi Shimon do with Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk? Rabbi Yehuda who says that you do hold of Greira. So what does Rabbi Shimon do with his, that pasuk? V'nistach l'chol ha'as b'nei Yisrael, prat l'nashim l'ktanim. No, it's teaching us halacha. Not that everybody needs a kapara if only some people sinned. No, it's teaching adas b'nei Yisrael, excluding women and children, that they are not counted when one tries to get a roof. When one is getting a rover, they're not counted. The Korban Eidah quotes the opposite Gersa, Larabos, Noshim Maktana. Maybe they are counted. Either way, it's difficult because if it's that they are counted, then why would we need a pasuk telling me that women are counted? Why not? Women are chayiv in the same onshim as men. And if they are excluded, we need a pasuk to exclude a katan. A katan is pater from onshim, from pater from mitzvahs. So it's a difficult line. But what does Rabbi Shimon do with Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk? So he learns that halacha. Mamakai Rabbi Yehuda time of Rabbi Shimon. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with Rabbi Shimon's pasuk? Rabbi Yehuda says, you hold of Greira. What does he do with Rabbi Shimon? The second half of the pasuk sounds like only those who sinned. Ki l'chol ha'am bishkaga prat l'shetchilasa b'zanam sof bishkaga. He has another limud. If somebody knew anywhere along the lines, mazid, that he's not chayav this carbon. Only if it's totally, total shkaga. Period. Rabbi Avon Mishim, Rabbi Amar Levi, Kari Kraya, the Messiah, Lamandam, Rakal Sheva Sheva Kari Kal. There's a pasuk that supports Rabbi Yehuda that says, one Sheva could already be called a Kahal, and that Sheva would have to bring a Paralam Davar. What's the Raya? HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, Goy u Kahal amim yemi Mecca. I'm gonna bring a Kahal from you. And 11 Shvatim already had been born when he said this already. Binyamin is the only one that hasn't been born, so it's one Shevet, and Hashem calls him a Kahal. Goy u Kahal Amim. Right? Goyim Yemi Mecca. So that's how you know that Kahal could even be one Shevet, because Binyamin was called one Shevet. Period. Let's just finish this, and then we'll go back. Amr Bichia Barba, this is, no, let's wait for a minute. Let's go back for a second. Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur, the Rambam discusses in Hilchos Shkagos, in the 12th parak and the 13th parak, right? Kol Davar Shechayavan Al Shagaso Chatas Kavua, Im Shagago, it starts with a lot of conditions. It has to be an Avera that you're usually Chayav Echatas for. Im Shagagu Bezdin Hagadol Behora, if Bezdin made a mistake, the Bezdin Hagadol, V'horu v'hatiro v'shagugu ha'am b'horayasan v'asu ha'am v'heim somchin al harayoseihem. They're somich on the psak of the bezdin. V'achar kach noda lebezdin shato. And bezdin realized that they made a mistake. Harei ha'bezdin, Raman Paskins that Tana, chayavan lahavi carbon chatos al shagasan b'horaa. Bezdin has to bring the carbon. V'yavu b'shalo asu hein ba'atzmani ma'isa. Even they didn't even do the ma'isa. It's just that Rova the Tzibur did the ma'isa. Because of them, they're chayav the carbon. Shein mashgichin Alasias bezdin klau bein asu bein lo asu. We don't care whether they actually did it or not. Ella al horaya son bilvad. Their psak is what's important to us. Vishar ha'am patur min a karban. If bezdin brings it, then the rest of the am are patur from the karban. V'yavu b'shem ha'osin. Even though they were the ones that did it. Mipnei shetalu bebezdin. They were totally bebezdin, and therefore it's not their problem. Umahu a karban shemino shagal gazu. What's the karban? Our own goes through the details of the. Of the carbon. And then the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel discusses other cases. Ketzad Amchazer Acham Mikol Adrachem Shebiyarnu Yiftu Bezem Yischayvu Haosim Harei Shahoru Bezem Shalachem and Ashvatim Lahem Shechel Vakeva Mutter. One of the Bati Dinim of the Shvatim Paskin a certain way. Vachlo Oso Anchi Makom Mapiem Oso Bezem Peturim Kol Vakol Misha Achal Mevi Chadas Kivu Asher Gaso. So a Bezem of the Shevet does not pater. Right, the Rosh Hashiva wasn't there. Oshaya Echam Hemena royally as a Munna Besanedrin. Yet somebody there who passed the whole group, a ger, a mamzer, a zakein. So there are many different limitations, Paramal Darachal Sipar. But one of them also is interesting, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. It's only in Eretz Yisrael. What, this is one of those halachas that we, the Ramban calls Shem Eretz Yisrael, halach Chavivus Eretz Yisrael, one of the halachas that depend only on Eretz Yisrael, even though it's not a mitzvah tzliya baretz. We're not talking about Shumas and Maisers and Chala and the like, and Shmita and Yovel. No, we're talking about Parhal Doshal Tzibur. There are a number of mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, even though it doesn't have to do with the land. Number one, Parhal Doshal Tzibur. You go by the Gemara, beginning of Har Yosef, Gimel and the Bavli, what determines the majority? Kahal Yisrael be'eretz Yisrael. That's the status. That's the definition of a kahal. Right? So that only applies. Eglar Ruf only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Smicha only applies in Eretz Yisrael. All of these. So yeah, there's something about Eretz Yisrael separate from the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. Okay, there's a lot. We are up to, I guess we'll start there next time. I'm Rechi Barba. We'll stop there. As we continue the comparisons between Pesach and Parol Dover Shel Sibur in terms of the definition of Sibur.